This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily. Some news that will blow your mind about Blazing Squad. And Chris chooses a weird one on bangers. Also, it's the return of Inyo Nabingo. You can tell it's not been on for a while because it gets ridiculous. Lydia Bright from Towie is playing along today. And do I actually live next door to Taylor Swift? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Good afternoon, it's Scott. You alright, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm alright. You?
You?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm alright, thanks. You?
So, bingo today, right?
We need to stop doing this. So, if you've not seen this video, it's called Towie in 30 seconds, and it's just all of them going, you alright? Yeah, you? Which is most of the show.
And most of the time, if we're out and let's say we've had a couple of drinks, that's the thing that we do at the moment, and it's so annoying. And yeah, the worst is, I was at a wedding last week, and I started doing it at the wedding.
And no one found it funny?
And no one finds it funny at all.
No. So an ideal opportunity, I think, to do it with Lydia Bright today at 1:45. You've not got wet for ages, have you?
Well, we haven't done Innuendo Bingo for quite a while now.
No.
So I'm looking forward to it. So she's playing, and I guess we can do our Towie stuff to her because she was in Towie.
Yeah, and also, yeah, we've got some brand new clips today because it's been off for a while, and they're really good. Keep them coming. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you see or hear anything a little bit lewd on the TV or radio... Oh, you missed lovely Zara Larsson at Radio 1's big weekend.
Right, and how was that?
Really good. Me and her called a random phone box in the middle of the field. Have you seen these videos?
Yes, they're so good.
And whoever answered it got to speak to her on the phone and then come backstage to meet her, and we ordered a little beer together. It was great. Scott Mills. So what are we playing this Towie in 30 seconds thing to Lydia Bright, do you think?
I think so. Or maybe we just get her to do it. Like, I don't know, if she's in Towie. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. They do spend most of their time just going... You all right?
I don't know if she's promoting anything at the moment, but what I thought might be nice is if, instead, you know, normally before Innuendo Bingo, we do an interview with whoever's playing. Kind of up for not doing an interview at all and just doing...
Yeah, good, yeah?
You all right?
Yeah, you?
You all right?
Hello, you all right?
You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Scott Mills.
I want to play that game again next week, maybe when we do Breakfast Show. You know the music quiz where you have to beat your phone?
Yeah, I did that yesterday. It was fun.
You did all right at it, actually.
Mm.
Better than I thought you would.
Okay.
Yeah. You just basically, you start playing a song, I start playing a song, and then at the same time you set off your phone and you have to name the song before your phone says it. Like when we played a bit of Katy Perry and the phone went...
I believe this is Bonapated.
By Katy Perry. We'll do that next week. We're on Breakfast Show next week for Grimmy.
Scott Mills.
Slightly awkward moment with Niall Horan earlier. I saw him in the corridor. He was like, "Oh, Scotty, did you like my live lounge?" And I didn't want to say yes because, to be honest, I didn't hear it. I was quite busy when it was on doing stuff for the show. And then what if he'd asked me extra questions like, "What did you think of the guy on the trombone? What was your favourite track? Did you see it? Did you like my hat, etc.?" So I went, "I'll listen back later." All right, man. See you soon, Scotty.
Scott Mills.
Look, here's Lydia Bright. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, you?
Good to be back.
And it begins.
I was about to say, good to have you here, and then I thought, wait, no, this is your show. It will be my show soon.
So Lydia's going to do Innuendo Bingo today. So, shock, you've left Towie.
I have. I've departed.
For good?
I say never say never, but at the moment, you know, it's not the right time. There's a lot going on in my life and it just kind of made sense. I feel like it naturally came to an end.
Right.
That's my comment.
It's good doing reality shows rather than soaps, because in soaps, often if you kind of get killed off in soaps, you can't really
come back,
can you? I mean, they try it sometimes, but generally you can't come back.
Yeah.
Reality, obviously you world, can't, that doesn't really happen, generally.
Unless you actually kill them on Towie, they can probably come back.
I have tried to kill a few people on Towie before,
I know.
But I've never actually gone the full way.
And you've got a book as well. You've got loads going on.
I've got lots going on, yeah. I was working really, really hard on my book, and that launches next week as well, so that's super exciting.
What is it, the book?
So it's a lifestyle book, so it's all like a aspiring, really. I talk about opening a business. I talk about like confidence building, beauty, fashion. Oh, yes. So much. It's jam-packed.
You see, I think it's mad how, and please say it's the right way, how many reality stars have best-selling books.
Yes. Yeah.
So like right now at number one is, I think, is Marnie Simpson a number one bestseller?
Is
or
it?
Something at the moment.
I think so.
With her book.
Yeah.
It's
I'd incredible. Like to say though that mine is a little bit different.
Oh, go on.
Because of my...
Trash talk.
No. But I feel like they do a lot of autobiographies, don't they?
Yeah.
Whereas mine is more like a coffee table, really, really, really pretty book, and it's like full of pictures, and yeah, it's
like
more
your
a lifestyle
book. Scott.
Mine's better.
Mine had loads.
Mine's
of pictures.
Better.
Scott had loads of pictures in his.
All right, calm it down. You know the standard greeting. We've been talking about this on Tally.
Yes. You all right?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, not bad. You?
Is that
oh,
in the
all right.
When you do Tally, is that in the script?
No, of course not. It's just how we talk to each other. How would you say hello? You would say hello. How are you?
No,
right?
I love it when you have to do that, and it's about to turn into an argument. You hate the person that you're talking to, and you're still like, "You're right, yeah, you. You're right." And it still happens.
Normally they go, "You're right." No, not really.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's well awkward when you've got to start conversations with people you hate.
Yeah.
Show,
have you seen
it?
The thing on the internet, Tally in 30 seconds?
No.
Yeah, good, yeah?
You're right?
Yeah, you?
All right.
Hello, you're all right.
You're all right.
You're all right?
Yeah, you?
That is hilarious.
So we've got Adam, James and Chris on the line now. Let's do it with all of us. Like a live Tally greeting. This is quite fun. I'm going to film this as well.
And then we'll do bingo, yeah?
And then we'll do Ninja Bingo.
Right.
You start, Lydia.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, you?
Yeah, all right.
You
all right?
I'm not bad, yeah. You, Lids?
Yeah, I've been all right.
Adam, are you all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah. James, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, babes. You?
All right, yeah. No, I'm all right, babe.
Yeah, I'm all right as well, actually. You?
Yeah, not bad, babe.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. I'm all right, actually, babe. Adam, you all right?
Yeah, you all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Not been too bad.
I'm all right. I'm sweet.
Chris, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, you?
That's ridiculous.
I love it.
Scott Mills.
Lydia Bright is here to play Innuendo Bingo. Ready to get wet?
Really.
Make sure you give as good as you get, because
okay.
he's been off for 2 weeks, so the spray's going to be strong today.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Got loads of new clips as well, because it's been off for a while, so thank you for those if you sent one in.
All right, you ready?
Water, please.
Oh,
water.
Okay.
You ready? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is there any rules, like, let's not go for the face? Or
no.
Just,
let's go for the face.
Let's go for it, yeah?
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello to the Compton crew off of Plymouth, listening to Innie the Bingo in the minibus on the way to the Isle of Wight Festival. Enjoy. Hmm? Okay. Got your waters there?
I'm going for it.
Yeah. First, we're going to head to BBC... stop it. First, we're going to BBC Breakfast. No hands, Lydia. It's going to come out. It's going to come out on him. BBC Breakfast, and it's environmental analyst Roger Harabin. He's on location, and it sounds like he's hiding in some bushes. Just imagine the first time you saw one of these ever was on TV.
We return to the wetland at dusk.
What a fantastic privilege. I've just seen my first beaver.
I'm sorry.
What happened there?
It came out premature. It came out premature.
Sometimes.
I don't know. I had the giggles going. I really feel like my top's going to go see-through, isn't
it? Oh, no.
Why?
We're going to do this as a BBC.
Not on
what
the
a
BBC.
Fantastic privilege. I've just seen my first beaver.
That's not connected.
Oh, no. I'm dribbling on myself. I think I've got more on myself than I have you.
It's all absolutely fine. All right. Okay.
No hands, remember. No hands.
No hands.
That changes the song, doesn't it?
Oh, no. It looks like I've urinated myself.
It's all fine. Water, please.
Okay.
We've got a classic next as we cross to Simon Mayo show over... That's not even funny, Lydia.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
I need more aqua.
Aqua.
Okay.
Let's go. Compose yourself.
Don't laugh.
Simon Mayo on BBC Radio 2. And we're in the middle of the sports news. And I tell you what, when they win, those. Lydia is impossible at this game.
I get the giggles.
I know.
Okay, right again. Go.
Tell you what. Those jockeys off of horse riding, they really like to celebrate when they win.
And jockey Paddy Brennan has clocked up his 1,000th jumps win in Britain and Ireland. He was riding Colin's sister.
That was right in the face! That was right in the face!
That's so good! Sorry, Lydia.
Oh, dear.
He was riding Colin's sister.
Oh, my gosh. This is too funny.
Okay, more water, please. Now we're going to Nick Grimshaw on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with his guest and friend, Caroline Flack. Caroline is telling a story about going to LA to meet a potential boyfriend, which got her mum very excited.
So anyway, we went home and then we kept in touch for about 6 months on email, and then he phoned me up one day and went, "This is ridiculous, like, I really miss you, you should just come to LA." And I was like, "Oh my God." And he put me on a flight to LA and I was like, "This is amazing," told my mum this could be it. And then when I landed...
Your mum's getting her ass out.
Getting her hat out.
Is that what he was trying to say?
Yeah, well, no, he did say that, in case they get married. And
then when I landed...
Your mum's getting her hat out.
Her hat out, yeah, her
hat. Oh, my gosh, that accent, that's hilarious.
That's right. OK, next, it's How the West Was Won with Ray Mears on BBC Four. Ray has stumbled across a very old general store in a ghost town in California. Incredible they had these even back in the old days.
So this is the general store... There's still nails in the bins. The stock's still here. This is a real glory hole. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a sensational discovery. All sorts of things in that hole in that general store there that Ray found.
I really shouldn't have stuck on eyelashes this morning.
Oh, no, a lot of people made that mistake.
Oh, I had a blow dry.
Did you have a blow dry?
I put my tan on.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I'm going to be dripping.
Oh, God. Essex problems.
Essex, well, first world problems for an Essex girl.
Oh, I'm wet. You?
Yeah, you?
I'm all right.
Are you all right? I'm wet. Are you?
Dripping.
I'm all right.
Now we're going to Ken Bruce on BBC Radio 2, and Ken is reading out some texts from his listeners. Now, Ken is not only an incredible broadcaster, but he also cares about his listeners and likes them to be... well prepared.
Please give Chris and Andrew a shout out. We're on the way back to Kirkcaldy after a small break near Carnforth. We're taking today a little tour to the Pencil Museum. My idea. Well done. You'll have a lovely time there. Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
Wise words.
Next time you go to the Pencil Museum. Take
oh
a
my
rubber.
Gosh, take a rubber.
Yeah. Cause pencils.
I feel like I'm wetter than you.
Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
Don't play that again.
Thanks,
that's
Ken.
Weird. I don't like that.
Water, please.
Play it once more.
Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
This is carnage today.
I've got myself more wet, haven't I?
Yeah, you keep. Yeah, sort of
yeah you have.
Dribbling out yeah, yeah. Yourself.
Watch, please. Coast versus country now on all four.
What was funny about that?
Absolutely nothing. Is he still thinking about Ken?
Oh, no.
Come on, Chris. Water, come on.
Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
He's smelling my face.
Okay. Oh. Yes, Lydia. Get back. Get him back.
Okay, fine.
Coast versus country on all four, where couples look for a new house on either the coast or in the country, as the name would suggest. Now, judging by the sound of what's on offer here, I think they're in the country. All sorts goes on.
So how's this one?
Lovely.
Is it short and fat enough for you?
It's short and fat, just how I like it.
I mean, ideally, I think we would like a little bit bigger, but it's not.
It's big enough.
I think I might be onto a winner here.
I know, I'm trying to find a negative, but it's hard.
Good.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Presenter Kerr Drummond there talking about a garden. Next, it's Poor Hollywood in Germany on BBC Two. Water, please.
Is that the name of the show?
Yeah. I don't know why.
What's going on there?
I have no idea. He's in Germany.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. While on holiday, don't. It's BBC Two.
sprayed the wrong way.
Oh, Lydia, your worst fears have come true. While I'm on holiday, I always like to try new experiences. Water, please.
You might regret that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Come on.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I can't cope with this.
Oh, no.
Water, please. Now, I like to try new experiences on holiday. I think Paul does too. Water. Come on. Oh, God.
I don't know if we can play this.
Come on. No,
sorry. Right, go. Go, go, go.
Okay, here we go. Here's Paul. New experiences on holiday in Germany. I don't know. We might have to abandon.
Oh, no, no. Right, last one. Come on, let's go.
Come on, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
You're saying it's sexy, aren't you? That's what you're saying.
It's pretty sexy.
For our first experience of the sexy ring, Al and I have booked a taxi. The quickest way to go very quickly around the ring.
All over there,
that wasn't the funny part, Chris. Chris, that wasn't the funny part.
Okay, we got.
I'm soaked.
Have you got one more in you?
Yes, let's go.
Oh. Finally, a classic from BBC Radio 2. Now, we've really rummaged around in the archive for this one. It's Lisa Tarbuck's show, and as usual, Lisa has no filter.
The crowd don't understand.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Sometimes you just need a bit of old-fashioned rod.
And that was Indiana Bingo with Lydia Bright. Lydia, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Have you got a hairdryer and a tumble dryer here?
I think so.
Scott Mills.
Tell me through the dance you were doing during Niall Horan's Live Lounge earlier, please.
Well, I think, especially at the start of the song, it sounds a little bit stripper music. And by that, I mean when I hear it start, I just start sort of moving my hips side to side.
Oh, here it goes now. Are you doing sexy dancing behind Niall?
Yeah, well, it's sort of studio next door, yeah. I don't think you could see.
Right. That would be really off-putting. Here's Niall's Live Lounge from earlier. We should take this back to my place. That's what she said back to my face.
Cause I want you back. Yeah, I want you. Baby. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm having a really strange day. I'm meeting lots of weird people today.
It's going to get stranger. My banger's choice today is mad.
Oh, no. I just went outside. There's a man doing full squats outside, right outside the reception at Radio 1.
Is it for the one show?
No.
Normally I do, anything weird around here normally is one of two things. It's us here at Radio 1. Or it's the one show.
And then he's like stretching out his arm by like just like he's literally against the wall outside Radio 1, like having a good old stretch.
Yeah, well, it'll be one show.
Could you? It's not one show. There's no cameras or anything. Could you not stretch on the building, please?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what? I love this side.
Stretched on your place of work.
You get so sort of personal about this building. So if anyone's not working, which I find this really funny, right? So there's a table tennis table outside.
Yeah, do some work.
And if staff members are using the table tennis table, you get so angry.
Do some work.
And no squats on BBC premises,
well,
right?
I don't know what he's doing. Why is he exercising on our building? Anyway, hi, Libby.
Hello.
Hey. You all right?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah. What are you doing today?
I'm at work today, yeah.
What do you do?
Every day. My official title is account executive for Chiesi, but basically, like, I'm a sales rep.
Okay, for a what? It's a supermarket, is it?
No, Chiesi is like a respiratory company. I sell an inhaler. So I go and see doctors and nurses every day.
Oh, okay. And you sell the inhalers there?
Got it.
You sell them. I used to have one, actually.
Yeah, inhaler. What, for asthma?
Yeah, blue one. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Blue one, oh, yeah, cool. Standard.
Yeah,
standard
yeah.
blue.
Yeah.
And are you pleased to be choosing bangers today?
Yeah, I can't believe it, to be honest. It's really weird. I listen to Radio 1 every day because my job, I'm in the car every day, so I listen to Radio 1, and I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I'm famous. I'm basically famous.
You basically are. And whereabouts in the country are you? Where?
I'm from Derby, but I'm in Nottingham today, which is next door to Derby, basically, in the Midlands.
Okay.
Yeah. Who do you normally choose?
It changes. It varies. I'd probably say more Scott, yeah. All
right. That no one ever says that. Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Do you like this, Libby?
Yeah, this is okay. Yeah, I quite like this one. Yeah. It's not too bad. Yeah.
Walk the Moon.
Is this yours?
It's mine, yeah.
Okay.
Shut up and dance.
It annoys her that this is your choice because I don't think she really wants it. But this is a really good song. Here's the thing. My choice is mad today, Scott. You're not going to like it. But, you know, we've been watching this show quite a lot recently, so it only made sense.
Oh, no,
choice to
I know what
this
is.
It's only Blazing Squad. Flip reverse it.
Yeah.
This has not been played on Radio 1 for quite a while, I don't think, and it should be. Watch it.
Yeah, I've been watching Love Island, so...
Oh, yeah, well, exactly.
I'll get my coat then.
I mean,
it's an obvious choice, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It will be a moment, I promise you.
The Blazing Squad? Don't like to talk about it. All right, then, who are you going to choose, I wonder?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to go with Chris and pick Blazing Squad as a tribute to Marcel.
Turn it up! Ow. My mouth hurts.
Why? Because you know it's really good.
No, you know when you get that thing where you have to like grit your teeth together?
No. And I was thinking, which Blazing Squad one do I want? Do I want We Just Be Dreaming?
No.
Or do I want Crossroads?
No,
then I thought
that
was too obvious.
Right.
So I went with Flip Reverse It.
Sure. That would never have happened if Marcel wasn't on Love Island and kept mentioning that he was used to be in a band called Blazing Squad, would it?
No, but I'll also say this. If Justin Timberlake had released Flip Reverse It, we'd all be hailing it as one of the classics.
Mm. The chorus, yes.
Here's the thing, right? You like
chorus,
I've just seen you've tweeted about it, Blazing Squad, and you know that it's it was a good thing.
I just sent out an alert. It was definitely a moment.
But you kind of can't admit it.
The verses are bobbins, but yeah.
Mark from Ashby actually sounds pretty current.
Yeah, really current. That was a moment, though. Loads of people really enjoyed it. It's made my day, says Steph. Making my 16-month-old appreciate Blazing Squad.
I hope Prince William heard that.
Chris, you're a legend. Why would he? Oh, what? The occasional moment where he does dip into Radio 1, like he told us, and Flip Reverse is playing. I hope not.
Scott Mills.
Can you, stop looking up the individual members of Blazing Squad and what they're doing now, please?
Get this right. This is going to blow your mind if you're listening right now. Strider from Blazing Squad helped write this song.
No, he didn't.
Actually did. It says here, Strider... Oh, well, it doesn't call him Strider. It goes by his real name. Won a Grammy with Sam Smith. But it also says Strider worked with Sam Smith on his hit track La La La.
What?
You know what? That's mad. Strider wrote that.
Mind blown. Are you shook?
I'm shook.
Scott Mills.
You know the area where I live?
Yep.
I'm choosing to go out there a lot more at the moment because a couple of my friends are convinced that Taylor Swift is currently living in the area. I'm saying a few streets away from where I live.
It's a rumour that crops up occasionally. Do you remember when she was apparently buying a place, weirdly, 5 minutes from me?
Yeah.
And it didn't make any sense at all.
No, but here's the thing,
she didn't turn up.
So, you know... Some areas have an appreciation group on Facebook, right? So people can chat about the area.
Oh, really?
The one in my area is hilarious because sometimes I just look through it to laugh because it's like, there's a new lamppost on Darwin Street and people take a picture of it. It's like, why? You've got too much free time.
Yeah, but they really care about those issues.
Yeah, I mean, and then you get a picture of it and then people comment and going, fantastic colour, not the same colour as the rest, but never mind. And it's like, wow. And then you get people complaining about how their bins haven't been taken out for a couple of weeks, all that kind of jazz. It's quite good. Sometimes you'll get like, has anyone noticed the grocery doesn't do Cypress potatoes anymore?
Yeah, it's well,
like,
that says more about where you're living than
no, anything. No, I don't live in that nice bit. I live in the bit down the road, don't I? You know that.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
But I'm still on the society for the posher area.
Are you part of a neighbourhood watch?
No, I'm not.
Is it like jury service? Do you have to do it?
Have I told you about the street party that they're having?
You're having a street party?
Well, I'm not, but the road...
I didn't know people actually did this.
Yeah, the road are having a street party. It's in July. Last time they had one was 3 years ago.
They shouldn't invite you.
Well, they didn't. Well, no, they did.
Well, they've seen what you're like after a couple of drinks.
No, but did I tell you what happened? So everyone had to move their car. Did I say this? Everyone had to move their car from the road. Mm. I forgot. So they...
the party went on around it.
Yeah. They put hay bales around my car and partied on. The only car in the road that didn't get moved. They actually hate me. Anyway, on this local appreciation group for the area, the posh bit down the road, spotted in the local supermarket, Taylor Swift. Now, I've looked this dude up, who she's supposed to be going out with, Joe Alwyn or Alwyn, and he is actually from the area. So it's entirely possible. I mean, this could just be rumour on the appreciation group, but there's some excitement. She was wearing
on the group,
wearing a wig. Oh, it's popping off on the group that Taylor Swift is now living in our area. So tonight I'm going to go out again and try and find her. Can you put down...
What's going to happen when Swifty walks past your house and you've stuck your head out the window and you're wearing your wolf's head that you sometimes do?
I haven't done that for a while.
Well, she's not going to hang around then, is she?
Yes!
BBC Radio 1. Right, someone on the group, someone else on this Facebook group, has been in touch with the show. So now I know exactly what supermarket to stake out to find Swifty.
Oh, okay. Good news.
Yeah.
You've also sent me a picture of the flyer that went through your door.
Right, so yeah, I've just sent you a picture of the leaflet about the street party that they're going to have.
Yeah, and it looks like the driest thing ever.
Oh, don't say that. I've got to live there.
It's like the picture is of everyone on
the
road. They
hate me already. I didn't move my car.
Like, if you imagine a party, this doesn't look like a party.
No, that was 3 years ago. Unfortunately, it rained. It rained and there's some people... I mean, they're trying to have a good time.
It says on the flyer... A chance to chinwag. And then it says, what can you do? It says, we envisage people bringing out kitchen tables and chairs.
You're giving it away.
And then it says, at the end it says, up to you, it's your day. Yeah. So maybe take that, Scott, and turn up. Let's fully tear it up for your street party.
You'd love to chinwag with my neighbours.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
And here's Mr. Jam. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm very good. How are the pair of you?
Yeah, we're very good. We're just saying how svelte and hot you're looking right now.
Why, thank you so much. You know what to say
good.
To all the girls. Mm.
So, it's been an incredible, since January, right, when you took over from Annie.
Yes.
And it's the last one tonight.
It is indeed.
Okay. But then, next week... Back, the return to One Extra.
Indeed, a brand new show and One Extra at the same time, seven till 10, so I get an extra hour over One Extra. And I'm really looking forward to it. I've had a lot of fun over the last 6 months keeping the seat warm for Annie. It's been a lot of fun being able to kind of play the broad spectrum of music that I love.
Yeah.
And going back to One Extra, I will be taking some of that with me. So if you are a One Extra listener, there might be a couple of guitars.
Oh, really?
There might be.
See, I've really enjoyed that you've been able to kind of like branch out a bit because you're like... I don't know, because I've heard your show for a long time on One Extra. Like, you just don't imagine that you would like any of that music.
That's fair to say, isn't it?
No, you know what I mean?
No, it's true.
Clearly, you clearly do.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I used to be in a covers band at school, and it was a really poor Oasis covers band. The first concert that I ever paid money to go and see was Papa Roach back in the day. So guitar music's always been a part of me. I've always grown up loving and listening to lots and lots of different genres. But going back over to One Extra means that I get to focus it in. And at a time where music from the world of One Extra is the music that is informing popular culture more than anything else, it's a great time to go back and go and do my job.
The seal of approval from Liam Gallagher.
I mean,
That was awesome.
I mean, That was a moment.
So good. Like, what's the best bit since January when you've been on the show, do you think? I mean, that's got to be up there.
That's definitely up there. That's a life moment. Liam Gallagher coming in and interviewing him. That's an interview that I've probably
been preparing
for.
Yeah, because he could be
tricky. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But he was great with you.
He was brilliant.
Yeah.
I've been preparing for that interview since I was 12.
Yeah.
and being able to bring in a couple of Oasis records and him signing them and him being as honest as he was.
Yeah.
And not only that, his new record is so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It makes it all the better.
Yeah.
I love it.
Cool. Okay, right, listen. Sorry about this, but we're making you play Real or No Real because it's last one on Radio 1 today. But let's see how you go.
Former member of Blazin' Squad, Kenzie, is now Mark Wright's personal trainer.
We played Flip Reverse by Blazin' Squad earlier.
Did you?
Because Marcel, who used to be in Blazin' Squad, is in the reality show Love Island. Oh. And all the time he's like, I don't want to mention it, Bear, but I used to be in a band called the Blazin' Squad. And so we played Flip Reverse It. And it sounded all right, actually.
It aged well?
Yeah. We also found out that Strider from Blazin' Squad co-wrote Naughty Boy.
So I was going to say this because Mojam, the production duo that have done a lot of stuff with Naughty Boy, a lot of stuff with Sam Smith, Pro Green, Tiny Temper, both members of Mojam used to be in Blazin' Squad. So they've all gone off to do different things. Kenzie, though, I don't know if he's a personal trainer. I've seen him on the DJ circuit, the celeb DJ circuit.
Yeah, he does that, definitely.
But isn't that mad when songwriters that might have been in not necessarily funny groups, but let's say like it's like someone from Steps having written, you know, a Grammy-nominated song. It's odd, isn't it, when someone who you know for one thing...
Weren't that cheesy?
No, they weren't already. Mm, not as much.
Not as much.
They mix in the same circles,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
in a spectrum.
Yeah.
I'd like to see... But I think Blazin' Squad will come back, won't they, after this Love Island thing, surely?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I've been to Mojam's studio. They have no need.
Oh, I see.
They have no need.
Yeah, but there's so many of them. Don't you just water it down slightly?
No, it's not on the list of priorities. They got bigger fish.
It's not like it's, you know, Five, where they can reform.
Yeah. So is Kenzie now Mark Wright's personal trainer? Jam, real or no real?
I'll go real.
I think he is a personal trainer. I'm not sure if he's Mark Wright's personal trainer. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's true. They're actually good mates, him and Mark Wright. He's a celebrity personal trainer. He's got gains. But his Twitter bio describes him as an international DJ and club promoter. He has just got back from several gigs in Ibiza. Also used to have his own underwear line. And next,
the latest must-have festival fashion accessory for 2017 is LED eyelashes.
Now, you go to a lot of festivals. You see all the latest fashion accessories.
I mean, I've seen quite a lot. I've seen a lot of things that I wish that I'd never seen.
Yeah.
And a lot of things that could never, ever be broadcast on family radio.
Yeah.
But I've never seen LED eyelashes. Mm. Although, Chris, you'd look great with some.
Mm. Cheers, mate. So is that the new side boob or something? What is it?
It's not the new side boob.
Is it the new side boob?
Side boob isn't really a festival.
It's not an accessory.
that's a perennial, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's an accessory, Chris.
No, true. It's a bit like the classic festival sort of hot pants wear, isn't it?
Yeah. So LED eyelashes, I mean, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can actually imagine this happening at a festival, can you?
Yeah.
I didn't see any at Big Weekend, though.
No. But then again, it's so early in festival season at Big Weekend, it still might have time to take off.
Yeah. Okay.
I think people need to jazz up selfie sticks because so many people have them, right? I agree, is a who, but so many people have them, but they look very plain.
Yeah.
Need to turn them more into like disco sticks.
They do
a
bit,
don't you?
Yeah, I mean, for the people that still do have the selfie sticks, and to be honest, even though they annoy me a little bit, it's a better photo.
It's an effective job.
It's a better photo.
Yeah.
But yeah, just jazz them up a bit. LED eyelashes, Chris, real or no real?
I'm going to go, as you said, wasn't it Big Weekend, so I'm going to go no real.
Mr. Jam.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
It's true, but you have to donate to the Kickstarter if you want a pair. Thin wires connect from each eyelash to a watch battery fastened at the back of the wearer's head.
Ugh.
They come with three modes, blink, dance or sparkle.
Scott Mills.
Okay. Next fact today on Real or No Real with Mr. Jam.
Ed Sheeran now holds the world record for fitting as many Maltesers in your mouth as possible.
Now, I think...
Wow.
Why would he do that?
I mean, he's very talented. I think maybe a Guinness record was the only thing that he hadn't won up until that point.
Oh, yeah, he needs a world record.
Yeah,
That's quite a dangerous thing to do that, though, isn't it? The Maltesers thing.
Yeah, it is,
I don't fancy trying that.
I think that I seem to remember that this is a thing where he was on James Corden's show, and you know that's coming, his American chat show is coming from London this week.
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to do, if I'm correct, I think they're trying to do like British things. And I don't think Maltesers are on in the US.
No. No, they're not. They've got horrible chocolate in the US.
Yeah, they have, though.
Yeah.
They have. Ours is great.
Amazing. World leading.
Yeah.
So do you two, either of you have world records? I don't think you do, do you?
I do.
Do you actually?
Go on. Yes.
Go on.
One Extra, about a decade ago, basically set the record for the longest back-to-back DJ set of all time. So we've all got Guinness plaques.
Oh, it's good. When you do a group one like that, yeah, it's great. You all do a little bit, but then you can say you're a world record holder. I always think it's a bit of a cop-out, but no, it's like...
Where's your world record, Chris?
Yeah. No, I haven't got one.
I mean,
one.
Have you got one? Exactly. So it's not a cop-out, is it?
Yeah. It's a bit like when Alice Levine keeps telling everyone she's a number one artist, but she was part of a choir.
But she's still number one.
She's still number one, yeah.
Don't hate, congratulate, Chris. Let the loving...
No, it's jealousy.
I am a couple of years ago in the Guinness Book of Records, but mostly just flying off the back of the success of Psy. But remember, Guinness came in and they actually presented him with, at the time, it was the most watched video ever on YouTube for Gangnam Style. I just kind of...
Oh, so you're in the Book of Records. You're in the Book of Records, but in a picture presenting awards aside.
But
That counts.
So, does Ed Sheeran hold the world record for fitting as many Maltesers in your mouth as possible?
He's a very talented man. I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go no real.
Okay.
Just to be contrary.
That one is no real.
It's not real.
Oh.
Not quite the world record. However, Ed was on James Corden's late show from London last night and fit 55 Maltesers in his mouth while doing carpool karaoke, beating his previous best of 47. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
All right, I got 10. Mr. Jam, you smashed it. You got 20.
Hey.
Listen, best of luck with the show tonight.
Thank you, sir. Scott
Mills. That's it. Last one of the week, tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.